The biggest car market in the world is slowing down. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. For nearly three decades, new car sales in China have gone up and up as part of one of history's great social transformations, the growth of China's middle class. But there's news today that auto sales in China fell last year. That's long been the world's biggest car market. Scott Tong reports.
Automakers sold 22 million new vehicles in China last year. That's a 6% drop, according to the China Passenger Car Association today. It cited the U.S. trade war and a weak stock market. There's also softness in retail and factory orders in China. As far as drivers and showrooms, Trey McCarver at the consultancy Trivium China says China has hit peak car.
You've had very fast growth for over 20 years. But now at this point, a lot of the Chinese citizens who want automobiles have automobiles.
He says auto sales there will now be more incremental and cyclical like other mature economies. China, he says, has moved on from a generation of turbocharged growth. Its GDP grew 9% a decade ago, but this year, many are predicting 6 or so. General Motors has long been a top seller in China. But will the trade war lead to nationalist boycotts of GM brands like Buick and Cadillac?
We haven't seen, at least in the auto space, any sort of nationalist backlash against U.S. goods. But we have seen this already in the tech space.
As in calls for Chinese groups and consumers to avoid Apple phones in favor of domestic brands like Huawei. Last year, GM sales in China went into reverse by 10%.
Marketplace's Scott Tong, thank you. Car companies running into trouble in China. Smartphone companies also seeing their profits hit as growth in China slows, in part due to the trade war. Why would this persuade market participants to buy stock today? Susan Schmidt has a theory. She's head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors.
In a roundabout way, this increases the pressure and importance of the trade talks. And with that much pressure on these two governments, it increases the importance of them coming to some agreement so that people can move past it and economies can start to move forward again.
All right. And it's true that the trade talks went an extra day and there didn't seem to be any public shouting or finger pointing afterwards. So that's something.
That is something. And so the market largely expects a permanent detente between the two countries now. And I think they're thinking that this will all be resolved. By the time we get to the end of the first quarter, we'll be back to a steady state playing field.
And we should get some news today and tomorrow, actually, about what's being called the Powell pivot. Jay Powell, head of the Fed, is he really getting a little more dovish and may not raise interest rates quite as much this year? Where's that news going to come from?
Well, that news will come from the Fed minutes, which are going to be released today from the December 19th meeting. And tomorrow, importantly, Chairman Powell is going to be speaking at the Economic Club of Washington. The market is very tuned into everything that he says and continued efforts and confidence from the Fed that they're there to support the economy going forward.
Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors. Always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We can tell you the SNAP program can keep going through the end of February now. If the government shutdown goes longer, experts say it's not clear what happens to that program that helps feed nearly 40 million people. If you miss our coverage on the air, it's in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed now. There's a new law in California requiring pet stores to sell only dogs, cats, and rabbits that are rescues or come from shelters. Kaylee Wells of KPCC in Southern California reports on what this means for pet owners, pet stores, and breeders.
2019 could be a good year for the barking dogs at the Pasadena Humane Society. The law aims to provide relief to overcrowded animal shelters and to cut off the market for animals that come from so-called puppy mills. Those are commercial operations with a reputation for raising animals in poor conditions. Jack Hagerman is with the Pasadena Humane Society. He says that's good news because buying a pet isn't like buying a pair of jeans.
Where if the jeans don't end up fitting that well a week from now, you can just discard them in the Goodwill bin. Shelters like ours become the Goodwill for live animals.
Under the new law, if a pet store owner wants to sell dogs, cats, or rabbits, they need to have agreements with the shelter or rescue organization that will provide those animals. San Diego, Los Angeles, and a handful of other cities adopted similar provisions years ago. But still, California taxpayers spend $250 million a year to house and euthanize shelter animals. Hagerman says California is the first state to pass such a law.
I think this was California's way of saying, you know what? We don't think it's cool for commercial breeders to put more and more animals in the world who end up in shelters.
And he says it could bring pet store prices in line with those charged at shelters. That's because adoption fees usually cost a couple hundred, where breeder fees can get into four figures. Although California citizens can still purchase purebreds from private breeders if they want. Annette Marquise owns two super pet stores in Southern California. They sell small pets like birds and fish, though not dogs or cats. She used to carry rabbits as well, but she sold or gave them all away before New Year's. She says it was the right decision.
Because it makes people not impulse buy them. You know, if they have to go and adopt them, it gives them more time to think about their purchase instead of just coming in and buying it.
Plus, Marquise didn't want to run the risk of breaking the rules. Any pet store owners who can't prove that they're selling rescues face a $500 fine per animal and a misdemeanor. In Los Angeles, I'm Kaylee Wells for Marketplace.
And I can't sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, but somebody can sell you the Chrysler Building. There's news today. The Art Deco masterpiece outside our window here is up for sale. The Wall Street Journal says a fund owned by the government of Abu Dhabi and a New York real estate development firm, Tishman Speyer, are hoping to cash out. Abu Dhabi had bought in for $800 million just before the world economy fell apart in 2008. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.